I'm going to read from Ephesians 4, 25 through 29. Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, and that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Okay, so here's a list that we have: lying, anger, stealing, corrupt speaking. Lying, as a Christian, we are to speak the truth. This is the present imperative, so it's a command. Anger, there is a righteous anger which is God-centered on the things that God hates, and there is an unrighteous anger that is man-centered. James 1, 19 through 20 tells us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath or anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Stealing, do not steal is obvious. And last, corrupt word. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. The literal translation is rotten or putrefied. Okay, so it's the same Greek word they used to describe rotting fish. This could be profanity, gossip, or even slander. These words can contaminate one's thoughts towards another. That it is the equivalent of murdering somebody with your mouth. But explore these in your heart. Now we'll read verse 32 again as a reminder. I'm going to read verse 32, skip down, as a reminder of God's gracious forgiveness. Verse 32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So let's take a moment of silence. We'll think about these things and other sins you might have committed. And I'll have, like I said, have a moment of silence, and then I'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today. Lord, we ask that you help sanctify this church. Help us to grow in holiness, Lord, and let those things not be a part of our thinking, anger, corrupt speaking. In Jesus' name, amen.
God has blessed us with his very word of truth, and we take time each week to confess our faith in that word. Mark, would you lead our confession of faith this morning?